And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first aid via new sea route arrives in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reporting.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
The main UN aid agency operating in Gaza said on Saturday that the acute malnutrition was accelerating in the north of the Palestinian enclave as Israel prepared to send a delegation to Qatar for new ceasefire talks and a hostage deal with Hamas. Reuters' Emma Jelly.
The source told Reuters Israel's delegation will be led by the head of its Mossad intelligence agency, David Barnea. Hamas presented a new weeks-long ceasefire proposal, including a hostage and prisoner exchange, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said was still based on unrealistic demands. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees said one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is now acutely malnourished. The UN has said it faces overwhelming obstacles getting aid in, while Israel, which controls crossings, blames UN agencies for slow delivery. Israel has warned it's planning to launch a new offensive in Rafah, the last relatively safe city in the crowded enclave. Netanyahu's office has said civilians would be evacuated, but it did not give a time frame for the attack.
Niger's junta says the U.S. military presence in the country is no longer justified after holding high-level talks with U.S. diplomatic and military